According to the ABS, 17.6% of Australian children attend formal childcare on a regular basis. 2 weeks ago, the long-awaited childcare reforms came into effect, overhauling the entire early education system and dividing parents nationwide. By slashing subsidies for high-income earners and imposing tough work requirements for parents, the federal government claims that 1 million families will benefit from these changes. Lisa Byrant, a journalist and early education care consultant, believes the government has skipped out on a chance to implement an effective system and that the new package will only limit children's access to early education.
Look, I see it as a wasted opportunity to give Australian families the education and care system that they both need and deserve. We need one that fits the dual purpose of providing accessible, high quality and affordable care so that parents and mostly women, let's face it, mothers, can go to work, and also that enables children to have guaranteed access to, you know, the high quality early education that research tells us is so really important to give each child the best start to life.
Under the new system, families earning over $300,000 a year are no longer eligible for childcare subsidies. However, according to Ms. Byrant, those who lose out in our society will be affected the most.
We're looking at Aboriginal families. Previously, there was a range of Aboriginal centres that were bulk funded in recognition of Aboriginal communities' unique needs. That's kind of gone. Families who do casual work and all the children who used to get priority of access. So Aboriginal children, children at risk and children from single families.
The federal government has told the public that replacing the childcare benefit and rebate with a single payment will simplify the process for families. However, parents and guardians around the country are struggling to navigate the new system. Alice Gagnon, the executive director of non-profit organisation The Parenthood and mother of two young children, says she has yet to determine what these subsidies mean for her and her family.
I am personally speaking confused about what my fees are at the moment and what my subsidy is, but that's probably nothing compared to some of the concerns of many thousands of other parents around the country who are still waiting to get clarity on what their fees are, what their subsidy is, and what they're going to be required to pay now for many families and in the future.
One of the most controversial reforms to come into action is an activity test, which will determine the amount of subsidised care that families can access. The government says that these changes will get an extra 230,000 families to increase their workforce participation. However, the holes in this new test are quickly beginning to appear.
First of all, the activity test has had a really dramatic impact on families, and that's families across all income. So in order to access more than 12 hours a week of subsidy for childcare, parents have to meet an activity test. So they have to be working or looking for a job or volunteering. Without that, their children only can only access 12 hours of subsidised care.
The broad nature of this new activity test has attracted much criticism in the past few weeks, and for some vulnerable individuals, the changes seem to have left them far worse off than before.
There is one mother I know of in Perth who is recovering from cancer. She's a single mother, can't meet the activity test. She's simply not healthy enough to work or look for a job or undertake any of those formalised activities, but needs to have care available for her children so she can, in fact, attend medical appointments to get better. She doesn't fall into any of those kind of neat categories about activity. So not only is she potentially not going to recover as quickly or as well as we might like her to do so, but her children are going to be directly disadvantaged as a result of the new childcare payment system.
Under the new package, subsidies are now paid directly to childcare centres, leaving parents to face the mounting pressures of paying fees up front. The Education Minister responded to complaints by suggesting families switch childcare centres, an unthoughtful and unrealistic approach, says Lisa Byrant.
Only a parent that has a wife taking the major load of caring for their children could possibly suggest this. It was ridiculous. Switching a centre and taking a child away from the educators that they've bonded with is one of the worst things you can do for a child. And most parents know that and just wouldn't do it.
The long-term repercussions of this new system are yet to take effect on Australian families. However, the ones taking the biggest hit seem to be the children stuck in the middle of these reforms.